Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We told Vinny he could leave for the 6 a.m. meeting because we had something we wanted to talk about, and he just hasn't come back yet. So, you know. Oh, there he is. Hey, Vinny.
The meeting's over.
Yeah, the meeting's over. We finished up.
So, all right, good.
Yeah. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Meet up with Yuzette and Hooman this Sunday, November 19th.
Yeah.
Century Theaters in Novato. All new luxury loungers at 44 Roland Way from 5 to 7 p.m. Say hello and pick up a pair of free Cinemark guest passes while they last. You got to get there right on time. What are you guys doing? 5 to 7?
5 to 7, yeah, p.m.
RadioAlice.com has all the details on that. But I guess this is a chance to check out these luxury loungers that they've installed, which is fantastic. So Hooman and Yuzette hosting a little party this Sunday night.
People are saying Bad Moms Christmas was great.
Well,
good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I want to. I'll see that. I really liked the first one. I didn't realize the other one was out yet.
Yeah.
So I'm just not on top of movies these days. I used to go to movies all the time.
Right, like every Thursday.
Yeah. But I don't do it anymore.
Well, you've got something to do.
Things to do. I miss it. I miss my old life.
Is the rain affecting the backyard work?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It is.
Yeah, she just said she watched a movie instead of painted.
I didn't get to do anything yesterday, which I was fine with. My arm and neck are so sore from like painting upward in the eaves. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Century Roland Plaza in Nevada.
Right, look at that.
It's just amazing.
Double shot.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
All over that stuff. All right. Oops, hold on. I'm still going through my... Hang on. Stand by. Okay, here we go. So, this... I got the first peek at this yesterday, but then as I'm reading about it, like all these weird, interesting details came up, and it's a local story-ish, so we're going to spend a little time on this. So this ex-Faith No More singer, Chuck Mosley, he's not the singer you think of when you think of Faith No More.
No, he's not. They got big with The Real Thing was the name of the album. That's the one with...
Epic on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the song that broke them.
Do you have that one ready to... Here it is. This is the one.
So this singer's name is Mike Patton.
And he's currently their singer.
He's the one you'd know.
Right. The one who wears the suit. Yeah. So, but they
were... He's excellent. And this is the guy that... he's the singer for Dead Cross, and he's the one who fell on the skateboard and wasn't able to do the show recently.
Right.
This was just...
A couple weeks
over
ago.
Over the summer,
And they're a San Francisco band. It's a local thing. But, you know, it's funny because I know one of the dudes in the band's kids go to school with my kids. And so we've known him for years. And he's the drummer in the band. And so, you know, I took an extra look at this. And another piece came this morning because so this original singer guy.
Chuck Mosley.
Not even the original singer, just the one before Mike Patton. Chuck Mosley's the dude's name. He died of a heroin overdose.
It was heroin because I didn't see. I'd seen his family had released a statement saying Chuck, after being sober for many years, died of his drug addiction.
Oh.
But they never said what it was, so you didn't know.
Well, that's
what
cops suspect. What they found was syringes and residue next to his body. His body was found last Thursday by a friend and his longtime partner, Pip Logan. In their Cleveland home, Logan told cops she last saw Chuck earlier that day at about 11 a.m. She and a friend returned just before 8 p.m. to find his body lifeless on the living room floor. They found two syringes, a baggie, and a spoon with residue by his body. So,
heroin.
Yeah. So,
do you want to hear this guy in the band a little bit?
Yeah. So
of
here's
him?
A little of this. This is, I guess, one of the early singers of
Yeah, yeah. So this first song is called As the Worm Turns. This is his second most famous, and then I'll play you his most famous one.
I love it.
It's a different sound for them.
Totally punk rock. All right.
All right, so that's not his most famous. His most famous is this one. And this is a song that Faith No More re-recorded.
This is We Care A Lot.
Yeah, this is We Care A Lot.
Okay.
So it was originally with this guy.
All right.
So as I'm looking through this, do you know who he replaced in the band? Who did Chuck Mosley take over for as singer?
Who was the original lead singer of Faith
No More? The very first singer was a guy named Mike Morris. But between Mike Morris and Chuck Mosley, there was someone.
I don't know.
Who was it?
I don't know.
It's effing crazy who it was.
This
was 82 to 84.
This is why we kicked you out of the studio.
So we could discuss this because we had to go find some recorded
stuff. You found
audio
of it too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who
well, here, can I just play the
okay,
the VH1 you... behind the music?
All right.
All right? So just take it in.
Courtney Love was the singer.
Did you hear that?
Is that her singing?
No.
No, no. So that's basically it.
Oh,
so
wow.
So funny. She was their singer. They actually have, according to the Wikipedia thing, because of course I was like, what? In 82? Like, how old was she even?
So one thing about that clip...
Oh, she said she was 18.
That wasn't clear was that dude that came in, his name is Rodney Bottom, and
he's the keyboard player?
Yeah, yeah, for Faith No More from 1983 to 1998, and then they took that hiatus, and he came back in 2009, 2017. He's the one she slept with.
Oh.
And he's the reason she got into the band, because he was banging her.
And also because she was badass.
Was she?
Yeah. Courtney, she is freaking out of control because she still is. She's like completely out of control, crazy chick.
Oh my God. So if you look up on the wiki, there's her name among all the others.
It's incredible.
So do you want to hear Courtney with Faith No More?
Oh, yeah. We want to.
Okay. So this is the only thing. It was only a few months. The only thing I could find. All so right. It's not.
Is this live?
It's in the studio, but it's just not super well recorded.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It's not great.
Let's hear it. This actually sounds like a live board feed.
Sounds more like Joy Division than Faith No More, but okay.
Well, they did the right thing.
Did
I
they?
Know. I think so.
Isn't this amazing?
I don't know where they found Mike Patton, but that guy is so supremely talented that they scored big.
Yep, they did.
And that's why we know them.
You want a little bit more of this? So
sure,
good.
Let's hear a little bit more.
Here it comes. The best part.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like live, but from the... Just tape from the board, you know? It's like the mix is just horrible. No one would have that. That would never be a recording. Anyway, rest in peace to Chuck Mosley, who apparently followed Courtney Love in the band Faith No More, which I was stunned when I saw that this morning. This is the guy.
Yeah.
It's a very sad end. I know he had
very
kids,
sad.
And one of the stories again, that's why they came out and said he passed away after years of sobriety and being a good dad.
Bummer.
And partner and everything else. He succumbed to his drug addiction and died from that. And I just read that and went, ugh.
Well, drugs. They get some people.
Addiction in general.
Mm. President Trump, his record for tweeting was set in September when he did...
Record?
His record month, most for the whole month.
Okay.
He tweeted 485 times in September. He is on pace to obliterate that record here in November, despite visiting, being busy in Asia over the last week and a half or week. He had 51 last Tuesday alone while he was visiting South Korea.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
So I got back on Twitter because I wanted to read some of the stuff, and I sort of did it anonymously so I don't have to worry about getting people sending me stuff that I'm never going to reply
just
to.
Just so we can be silent observers.
I'm just reading. Right. So I saw Bernie Sanders, his little political thing says, by his name it says, most tweets are by staff unless otherwise noted with a -B.
Ah.
So I haven't looked at his Twitter, but is he tweeting?
100% it's him.
It's him.
Yes.
It's not a staffer.
It sounds like his voice. Are you kidding me? He does it in the morning on the toilet. He's unbelievable.
But it doesn't say on his page specifically that could be a staffer.
No.
So it's him. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
all
it's
right.
fully Donald Trump.
You saw what he wrote about the leader of North Korea, correct?
Yeah. How can he call me old? It's not like I call him short and fat.
If anyone else would have tweeted that, they'd be fired.
Yeah. No. He's taking
credit.
He's a maniac. Anyway, they actually say that if he continues at the rate that he's going in November, he'll tweet 723 times this month.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe he'll take a break and a couple days off or something to get that number down. But it's so funny. I mean, 51 tweets last Tuesday while he's in. You'd think he'd be busy. You're in right. South Korea. Like, maybe you could be busy. But, you know, that's what he does. I like to tweet. By the way, you can have breakfast with Donald Trump if you want. Well, you got to win a contest. Trump and Mike Pence's reelection committee sent out a message to supporters. They're looking for $3 donations. And for a $3 donation, you get to, I guess they're going to fly you to New York. And you get to sit down and... If you win this particular contest.
Okay.
He wants to hear what real Americans have to say about the country, and he wants to do it over breakfast in New York City. You got to shell out these $3 to get a seat there. His invite said, "Friend, I've been in office for almost 1 year, and I want to make a point of finishing the year how I started it, listening to what real Americans have to say. This time, I'm doing it over breakfast. I would like to invite you to enter for the opportunity to meet me for breakfast in New York City and talk about the direction of our country. Just be sure to make your donation of $3 or more." Says here, November 27th is the deadline if you want to go have breakfast with him. I'm sure it'll be delightful. Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey are both reportedly at the same clinic.
Kusnatch?
No, they're not at Kusnatch. They're at the Meadows, near Phoenix, Arizona. If they are at this, I guess it's an 8-week program and it's $58,000. Sex addiction clinic. So if you agree to be in this program, you know, pay the money and commit yourself to being in this program, you have to be celibate the whole time. Patients have to go without sex for 8 weeks. Treatment includes meditation, group therapy, journaling, examining sexual fantasies. So that's got to be comfortable. You got to sit down with a therapist and tell them your sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
You always want to keep those secrets. Just make something up.
Really?
I think so.
So you don't want to get better?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't, Vinny. And creating a relapse prevention plan.
Is it an inpatient thing? Because seems like Harvey was out to dinner. Harvey was out to dinner the other day.
I think that they both were like outpatient.
Mm. We read that he was doing outpatient, whether or not. Kevin is, I don't know, but...
So the founder of this place, The Meadows, Patrick Carnes, was on CBS This Morning yesterday. He said, like any other addiction, it's a problem where a person loses their ability to choose. It's a brain disease. And he added that his program is more like a boot camp than a vacation because, you know, people are saying, oh, great, they go to this cushy place. And it's like, no, it's like a boot camp. He would not, obviously, confirm that Weinstein or Spacey are actually there. CBS also talked to a drug and alcohol counselor named Dr. Raymond Raskin, who says that sex addiction is BS. He thinks celebrities use it as an excuse. He said, there's no good evidence showing that sex addiction is a true addiction like drug and alcohol addiction. Which I feel like it is an addiction.
In my opinion, and I'm sure we'll get some notes. I just don't think that that's the behavior these men are displaying.
Right.
These men are being abusive, and it's completely different than someone who is addicted.
Can't pull off the porn.
Right.
No, I'm with you. I think, if anything, this is like a weird, power hungry, never hears the word no, bad behavior thing, and less of an addiction. So they can call it that if that's what they want, and get treated for that if that's what they, you know. And maybe this just self-analysis and being immersed in this will be helpful. Who knows? Maybe it'll help them. But I disagree with this guy. I think that there's people who have sexual addictions. I do think it's different probably than a drug or alcohol addiction. But this guy's like, no, it's BS. That ain't a thing. Wow. It's a pretty declarative statement to
well,
make.
Well, everyone gets to have their opinion.
That's true, Vinny. Certainly is true.
So, there he is.
The latest hashtag in the whole sexual harassment thing is me at 14. Because so many people have come forward saying, I was 14 when this happened to me. The Anthony Rapp guy, and then there have been a bunch of girls. And so me at 14 is a trending hashtag. And
was
people,
Anthony Edwards, is he one of the guys? For the guy from ER, he said it happened to him at when he was a young... He said he was raped by some dude.
Young,
yeah. Right?
I don't remember what he said his age was. Yeah,
I think
and
it was
then
13.
Corey Haim, I think, was even younger than that, like 11 or something. But anyway, so 14's the age everyone's zeroing in on, and they're showing pictures of themselves when they were 14, like, look, I'm a child.
Right.
And it's pictures of yourself in the eighth grade, which I guess is when they say you're 14, to protest Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Alyssa Milano, Katie Couric, Gretchen Carlson, they've all put up pictures of me at hashtag me at 14. Meanwhile, Moore has a new accuser who says that he tried to rape her when she was 16. She was, and I don't have it right in front of me, but she was a waitress, and he offered to give her a ride home and, you know, assaulted her. And she was, he said, when she sort of pushed back and, you know, he was telling her, you can't tell anyone about this. And he said, you're a child and I'm the district attorney. And if you tell anyone, they won't believe you. And so she said that tearfully this morning on this press conference thing I heard. And by the way, he was like banned from a mall.
Did you see this morning? Yes.
Like it was in the 80s, but he was bothering.
Who's he again?
Roy Moore. He's the guy who took over Jeff Sessions.
I understand. I'm just
or he's running for Jeff Sessions.
You got it right. Okay.
Seat. And I guess the election's like less than a month away.
December 12th.
They're trying to get him to step down, and he's like, nah, I'm not doing it.
I don't know if it was Harvard or Newsweek, but they did a poll to see where everyone stands as a result of this. And because Alabama is a hardcore Republican state, the Democratic candidate has pulled ahead by 4 points.
Yeah. Well, people, you know, like sexual predators of children less than they like Democrats. So they don't want to elect this dude.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, to be banned from a mall for bothering teenage girls, it sounds...
Everybody knew about it.
Right. It's horrible. Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So he's not going to win.
I hope not. They're actually, you know, Mitch McConnell screaming for this guy to step
Roy
the
Moore.
F down.
They hated each other for a long time because Mitch McConnell's guy didn't get in, that guy Luther Strange.
Right.
And so,
I can't remember. So when Jeff Sessions left to become the attorney general,
they appointed this guy Luther Strange. And then they had to actually have an election like a year down the road.
Right. And this Roy Moore guy won. But the Roy Moore is the guy who, you know, cowboy hats it and brought a gun on stage with him.
Yeah.
At like a rally.
Rode a horse to vote or something.
Yeah.
I have that article of him being banned from the mall in the early 80s after repeatedly attempting to pick up teenage girls. Former mall employees and local police told The New Yorker.
Well, that is where you find teenage girls. That's where I went to pick up teenage girls when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's the key right there, Vin.
How can he be where he's at today after that?
He was a judge, and then, I don't know, the people of Alabama really love him.
Well, he's just darling.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? Horses, guns, cowboy hat, come on. Turns out even Alabamians don't like a pedophile. So we'll see how that all
shakes out. Well, that's good
news. Yeah, it is. It's
actually hate to hear that they do.
It's very hopeful news, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Thanksgiving dinners. A guy you may know makes the news for the wrong reasons. And more. Well, I know. It's crazy.
And I may know him?
You may know him after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37, get her done Tuesday morning. Hello. This look at what I'm going to tell you right now is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Tuesday.
It's good or done. Yourself.
I am. I am. I'm in my own little world, Vinny.
Like, did I miss something?
No, you didn't. I just don't know where I am. Do it for the love. That's a big fundraiser this Friday at the Fairmont. Do It for the Love is Michael Franti's charity. They send people who are ill or suffering, and they try to, you know, use the healing power of music. So whoever their favorite band is, or, you know, they contact the band and they figure out a whole thing for them. And so they're raising money for that this Friday at the Fairmont. You go to doitfortheLove.org. Yuzi and I will, and Hooman too, I think, is going.
Yeah.
We'll meet you there. Yep. Should be a great night out.
What are you going to wear?
Well, it says on the website, rock and roll formal. Or,
so that's like a suit with tennis shoes.
I don't know. I was thinking I'd wear my fake leather pants and a pair of boots.
Ooh, I have a pair too. Maybe I'll wear
my great.
Okay.
What just happened? Well, did you guys really just decide to dress alike?
Yeah. We're gonna be twinsies.
All right. That's pretty hot.
And then, do you have black? You have black Converse, right? You're gonna wear your boots.
I was gonna wear my boots.
I think I'm gonna wear my black Converse.
Okay. Maybe I'll go to Tilly's this week and pick up a new pair of black Converse. Then we can wear them together. Mm-hmm. You know, to just keep the twinsy thing going, Vin.
Right.
You know.
Sorry, I was late on that Tully's plug.
That's where I get my slip-on Converse. All right, so the Rockers Ball. It's this Friday at the Fairmont. Check it out. DoitfortheLove.org.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
So there was a little rain on my car this morning, and it looked like it rained overnight, but It's not expected to rain anymore today. We do see rain in the forecast for San Francisco and Oakland for tomorrow and Thursday, but the South Bay, no rain, no more rain expected.
Oh.
That's according to my app.
Right.
So take that for what it is. Tahoe has rain, a mix of rain and snow in the forecast, and then full-on dumping snow for Thursday.
Oh, great.
I was thinking we could talk to our friend Brian either Thursday or Friday.
That's Johnny's dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try and do a little bit of a snowy, weathery report this
winter. It'd be nice to have a person that we can check in with. That's how I got into radio, was doing surf and snow reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't do the traditional sort of interning route, but once I got a taste of it, and they were all, will you do it every day? We don't really want that.
But, no.
We'll... But it was cool. I mean, it's cool to know what the conditions are like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to have a guy to call when you want to know. And
especially
he's up there.
Especially with people, well, this week in particular, with people traveling
for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Right. What do the roads look like up there?
Uh-huh.
So there you go. There's your weather, everyone. I thought this was interesting, as I imagine there are a lot of people out there who will say, absolutely wrong.
Oh.
Your headline is, the best and worst cities for single people in America. The best city for single people in America.
So it has to be someplace where people want to settle down? Or is it just where they want to date?
The rankings are based on 32 different factors, including the percentage of single people, the gender balance, the cost of restaurants and bars, the number of attractions, and how many active Tinder users there are.
Oh, so this isn't about finding someone. This is about having fun as a single person.
Being single in
Listen
America.
Listen up, Hooman.
He's not trying to date. Come on.
He lives in the best city.
Oh, San Francisco's the best.
San Francisco is number one. The best city for single people in America.
There is a lot of fun stuff going on here.
There is, and I enjoyed dating here in the Bay Area. I think that you hear from people, though, who say, it's awful. It's awful out there. It's terrible.
But are those the people who are looking for their life partner?
Probably.
Right. Because if you are just single and want to stay single and you want to have fun, I mean, although I would think that the cost of... Because you said there was like a cost factor in there for restaurants and attractions. I mean, it's not cheap here to go out. Drinks are expensive around here.
True, but you got to balance the whole thing together.
With what's available. And
have to figure that someone who lives in San Francisco is making the kind of money that will afford you to live and date in San Francisco.
The rents here are high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're already paying the rent and you're affording that, maybe drinks at $16 a piece are not that big a deal to
you. I'm not going to give all the info, but we went out to dinner with a good friend of ours who lives here in the city and works in Silicon Valley. And we were eating and she said, yeah, I'm freezing my eggs. And I was like, oh, tell me everything, because we've talked about that many times.
Yes.
I have a friend who mentioned to me, a doctor friend, who was like, you can't wait. Women can't wait. It's not your right. eggs get old.
He actually called them decrepit.
I don't want to. I didn't want to repeat that, because that was something he told me privately while we were eating, you know, after a bike ride. But yes, that's the word he used to describe 40-year-old eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's a discussion we've had.
Yeah, lots of people write in. Should I? Shouldn't I? I did. I didn't.
Well, here's the thing. So, and a lot of companies are now saying we'll help you. We'll pay for that or whatever. And it does seem like, you know, these Silicon Valley companies are working people, not just women, mm-hmm. everyone that works there, 12, 14-hour days, sending them around the world mm-hmm. on trips for business. They don't have time to date.
No.
So, you know, I guess it's...
Let alone raise a kid.
The least they can do right. is help them out in that sense, because starting a family has to happen within a window.
Right. If you're going to do it without freezing your eggs, et cetera.
So she's going to freeze her eggs. And I guess there's the thing. You have to go. There's multiple appointments.
Oh, it's a whole... And it involves a surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no joke.
Right.
And it's expensive.
Right. But I was really happy because I like her a lot. And I think she's a great person and she has a great family. And I would love to see
Well, it certainly
ones.
Takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
You know? I saved my eggs before they were decrepit.
So it puts you in a position to just meet someone when you meet someone instead of going...
Or focus on your job or whatever else you
want to do. I can make this guy work.
Right.
If I just can get him to stop smoking, exercise more, eat better, grow hair where there's none, or whatever.
That fashion needs attention.
Whatever your thing is, get... He can wear heels. Whatever, you know, just find someone you like
right.
and then you can go there. So anyway, sorry, that was an aside. Atlanta is the second best city for single people. L.A., Denver, San Diego, and Seattle.
Oh.
Round out your top six.
Good counting.
Chicago, Portland, Oregon, Minneapolis, and Portland, Maine.
Oh, Portland, Maine.
There's your list of the best cities for single people. You're living in it, people. San Francisco's number one.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wait, well, what about the worst?
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, let's hear the worst place. Do not go here, Hooman. You already live in the best city for single people.
Charleston, Thank West you. Virginia, South Burlington, Vermont, Brownsville, Texas, Pembroke Pines, Florida. Do you know that?
I know.
Anyway.
Those are the bad places.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. Thank you, Vincent.
Do you know Patrick Flynn? Think about it.
Pat Flynn?
Pat Flynn from Brighton, Massachusetts.
I don't. It's so funny. I do know a Patrick Flynn.
Oh.
No, I know a Patrick Finn.
Oh.
I don't know Patrick Flynn. You scared me because I knew I was going to be someone from Massachusetts.
Say, you know, these
nope,
are...
I know a Pat Finn. I do not know a Pat Flynn. Brighton. All right.
You know Brighton?
I know where it is.
All
but
right.
It's, you know.
Well, three people were arrested at Sunday's game between the San Francisco 49ers and the New York Giants at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. They refused to leave their seats and got into an altercation with an officer.
Oh.
Pat Flynn was among these guys. He's been arrested on suspicion of felony battery on a police officer, resulting in injury and resisting arrest. These guys, I guess, were in the stands shouting down onto the field, which can be funny. I went to a college football game where one of the guys sitting next to me had us in stitches. He was so funny
right.
as he was yelling out to the bench of the opposing team.
Right.
Just, we couldn't stop laughing. And he had a routine. It went the whole game. He was great.
Nonstop.
And it was not me. Well, I mean, I guess it was.
But it wasn't mean-spirited.
I mean, it was. You know, who does your hair, 87? You look beautiful. Why put a helmet on? You know, that kind of stuff where you're just like, oh, my God, this guy won't stop. I don't know what these dudes were up to, but it got him arrested.
Yeah.
And tased.
Oh, yeah,
they pulled
too.
Out the taser because these guys wouldn't leave. The police showed up and said, listen, you're breaking the rules of, you know,
decorum,
whatever. We're going to need you to leave. And they said, mm-mm, we're not leaving.
You're going to have to drag us out of here.
And they did.
Oh, man.
After tasing him. Anyway, since you don't know Patrick, I'm going to skip that story.
Yeah. If I had known him, that would have been great.
You don't know Donald Gaither, do you?
No, I don't. Is he also from Massachusetts?
No, he's from Oklahoma.
No.
49-year-old guy named Donald Gaither from Ada, Oklahoma, was furious at a former neighbor of his, Troy Bagley, because Donald was pretty sure Troy got him thrown out of the trailer park.
Oh.
It's all Troy's fault.
So
Donald went to Troy's place on Sunday and challenged him to a knife fight. He prepared by bringing along four knives, and he wrapped his midsection in homemade body armor, which was basically he taped a bunch of adult magazines to his core to protect his vitals.
I was wondering what he'd use. That actually does sound like
a
pretty good...
He used porn magazines.
Sounds like a pretty good knife stopper.
So he asked Troy, Donald did, ask Troy to a duel.
Yes. How old school.
Meet me at the duel, which is, I guess, the front yard.
Right.
Troy said, no.
Yeah.
And then called the cops.
I don't want a knife fight.
Right.
That's the smart answer, by the way. Troy got that question right.
Right. Donald was arrested for assault with a dangerous weapon and possession of an offensive weapon. And when cops asked him about his sexy body armor, he said, I've been to prison and I know how to protect myself. I guess that's how they do it there.
With girly mags.
Porn magazines.
Huh.
What's his name again?
Donald Gaither, Gaither.
I'm trying to print the
49.
Picture.
Oh, the mugshot?
He looks like Moses or something.
Oh.
Long hair.
Oh.
Long beard, white, you know, with the yellow kind of beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, from the cigarettes.
He looks way older. He looks probably 30 years older than 49.
Usually that yellowing of the beard is the nicotine.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Isn't that what it does to your hands, too? I had all that like yellow finger.
Well, I've never had a beard, so I'm not sure.
No, I'm talking about the tobacco, though, when you smoke.
So you're saying if you smoke it, you're blowing it out through it, sort of tinges around your mouth
yellow. Same way it tinges your fingers.
Yeah,
he's not attractive.
All right.
Even for my taste.
And you do like an older man.
Yes, I do.
When I saw this, I know that it happened to you, so I thought I'll just read this story real quick.
This happened to me?
Yeah. What happens if you accidentally put diesel fuel in your car?
Oh.
You did that.
I did not do that.
Someone else did that
for me.
Oh, Edson did that.
Yeah, I loaned my car to Scott and Edson. Scott Caparo, longtime friend of the show, and his husband, Edson. And his husband grabbed the green nozzle.
The nozzles on diesel pumps are bigger than regular ones and do not fit into a regular gas tank.
So what do you do? Squirt it from 2 feet away? Like, I don't even understand how we got it in there.
It says here, but if you did somehow get diesel fuel into your tank, it wouldn't be good.
No.
So they had to take your car in. They towed it, right?
It died.
Right.
It ran for a while.
Well, they say here that it will run on the gas that's left. If you have a gas car, it will run on the gas that's left. And I think yours was the hybrid, so it probably had a little of that going too. Gas engines use sparks to ignite the fuel. Diesel engines use compression. They're not alike at all. So they're not like Coke and Pepsi or something.
Right.
They do not work the same. If you somehow ended up getting diesel fuel in your car, it wouldn't run for very long. It might run on what was left before, but pretty soon... it would stop working. They say that it costs $1,500 to get all of that fuel.
Yeah, they had to like drain it and clean the. I can't remember exactly what. Luckily for me, Scott totally said, "Hey, that was us."
Right.
And I got the car back in fine working condition after they dealt with this problem. They had a bunch. They had a bunch of crap happen to that car while they had it.
Well, didn't they lock the keys in it?
Something
lost the keys or locked?
I think he lost the key.
Lost them. Right.
Right. And so they had to buy a new fob.
And then those are not cheap.
No, a couple
$100
Pay for
the
they pay
gas
for
thing?
Everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Which is, you know, if you borrow someone's car and you put diesel in it or lose the key, that really should be on you. I'm glad I didn't have to explain it to them.
Right.
They say in this story, if you do end up with diesel fuel in your gas car, don't drive it. Turn the engine off, have it towed, and have them help you. Driving it will only make the damage worse.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fun little reliving.
Right. It is fun. I'd forgotten about that, Vinny. Boy, that car, though. Oof. I've had that car since 07.
It's so cute, though, that the story is he saw the green gas thing and thought, oh, well, this is a hybrid.
So must want the green. Right. What else would it want?
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Courtney Love sounds like the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, but bad. Mm. You played us Courtney Love singing with Faith No More.
She was in the band for a couple months. I was just flabbergasted
and
when I saw that.
And you are friends with the guy in the band and have never talked to him about that, I guess, huh?
No, we just haven't ever. I'll ask him. I'll ask him next time I see him.
He was in the band when she was there.
Which is crazy. He's been, so Mike Borden, who is the drummer for Faith No More, lives in my town. I don't really know him, but
you
I know him
know
through,
him.
Not really. And we've, you know, I know him, but it's not like I call him and talk to him or anything. Not that I really do that with anyone.
But you've jammed with him.
Sure, lots of times.
You've sung with his,
I have.
Him as the drummer
yes.
in your band many
several,
times.
Several, I would say twice that's happened.
Here's Courtney in Faith No More.
So that's got to be Mike on drums.
Yeah.
415 asks,
yes.
How long do you guys think it will be before this wave of sexual assault claims hits musicians and rock stars?
Oh, that'll be interesting. You know, the thing about musicians and rock stars, I think that will be slightly different, is that it's not necessarily going to be people they work with. It'll be groupies making allegations. Yeah,
their road crews, in general, I think, are people they know and are dudes.
Mm-hmm.
When they go on tour.
Yeah, so I mean, groupies might come forward, but I don't know that people who have substantiable...
What rapper did we have just a couple weeks ago on a tour bus? A girl says he attacked her.
Oh, who was that?
Oh my gosh. A popular rapper too.
Right. Honestly, all the rappers, you could name any one of them, and I'd be like, okay, that guy then, fine.
I don't remember it.
I remember the story, but I don't remember who it was.
I'm sure someone will text
Nelly. It. Was Nelly.
Was it?
It was Nelly. It was you're Nelly. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, goodness, lots of things. First of all, we haven't heard from Joe Jackson for a while, so and apparently he doesn't know which of his grandkids is which. Also.
Really?
Yeah. Amazon and Lord of the Rings. Looks like they're going to have their own Game
Ooh.
Of Thrones.
All right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.